Welcome here to iSpeakHindi.com. Learn a little Hindi with us every day.
To get us started, let's go over the mystery word from the last episode.
Paisa.
Paisa.
And we gave you the example sentence.
Kya aapke paas paise hain?
Kya aapke paas paise hain?
So that was, what does paisa mean? It means money and wealth. Kya aapke paas paise hain means do you have money? And so you actually see paisa used in its plural form, paise, when you're talking about having money in hand. And another important word related to paisa would be how much.
Kitna, kitni.
Kitna, kitni.
And then, of course, price.
Dam.
Dam.
And sometimes the price is more than you want, and you would call that expensive.
Mahanga.
Mahanga.
And occasionally, you see the price being less than what you thought, and you're surprised by how cheap it is. And cheap is?
Sasta.
Sasta.
So we got pesa for money, dam for price, mahanga for expensive, and sasta for cheap. Try say that a few times. Pesa. Pesa. And then dam. Dam. And mahanga. And sasta. Now today, you can go and point at something and say, va mahanga hai, or va sasta hai. And I should point out that these are a-ending adjectives. So if you wanted to say, cheap house, you would say gur sasta hai. But if you want to say cheap book, it would be kitab sasti hai. You see the ending change there. Well, let's look at the sound and letter of the day. So let's hear Miss Meena say it.
T is equal to th plus e plus bindi.
T. T plus E plus Bindi.
And we see teen used in the habitual past tense. And you'll see examples of using it in our grammar section today. Well, you ready for a mystery word for today? Try to listen out to the letters and sounds in this word, and then tomorrow I'll check back to see if you got it right. Let's hear it.
Saf.
Saf.
Saf. We had a related mystery word to this a few episodes ago, and we actually covered this particular word fairly recently, so it should sound very familiar. Saf. Let's give them an example sentence.
Ye kapde saf hain.
Ye kapde saf hain.
You got that? So the mystery word is sa with the a matra, so that makes sa, and it ends with f, saf. And our example sentence is ye kapre saf hain. But let's teach you another phrase for today. Where do you live? Now this phrase is different if you're asking a man or if you're asking a woman. If you're asking a man, listen to this.
Aap kahan rehte hain?
You got it? Aap kahan rehte hain? Aap kahan rehte hain? Aap kahan rehte hain? But when you ask a woman, it sounds like this.
Aap kahan rehti hain? Aap kahan rehti hain?
It's very close. The only difference is that rehte versus rehti. And you'll notice that this is very common difference when switching from masculine and feminine subjects. So when asking a woman, you would say, Aap kahan rehti hain? And when asking a man, you would say, Aap kahan रहते हैं. So now you can go and ask somebody, where do you live? Let's look at a grammar exercise. Today we're going to review the past habitual tense. This is very similar to the present habitual tense that we covered yesterday, except the helping verbs are different. Just like the present habitual, there are four helping verbs, but they only differ with respect to gender and number. There are no special helping verbs for me and tum like there are in the present tense. Here are the helping verbs you need to know. For masculine singular subjects, you would use
ta.
Ta. And for masculine plural subjects, you would use te. And for feminine singular subjects,
ti.
Ti. And for feminine plural subjects,
ti.
Ti. And this is the symbol and sound of today, the teen one, that feminine plural subjects helping verb. Let us see some examples with the masculine subject. I'll say it in English, and I'll have Mr. Narendisji say it in Hindi. I did not used to drink alcohol.
मैं शराब नहीं पीता था. मैं शराब नहीं पीता था.
We did not used to drink alcohol.
हम शराब नहीं पीते थे. हम शराब नहीं पीते थे.
You formal did not used to drink alcohol.
आप शराब नहीं पीते थे. आप शराब नहीं पीते थे.
You informal did not used to drink alcohol.
तुम शराब नहीं पीते थे. तुम शराब नहीं पीते थे.
He did not used to drink alcohol.
वह शराब नहीं पीता था. वह शराब नहीं पीता था.
They did not used to drink alcohol.
वे शराब नहीं पीते थे. वे शराब नहीं पीते थे.
Now let's look at the same sentences but with a feminine subject. I'll say it in English again, and we'll have Ms. Meena ji say it in Hindi. I did not used to drink alcohol.
मैं शराब नहीं पीती थी. मैं शराब नहीं पीती थी.
We did not used to drink alcohol.
हम शराब नहीं पीती थी. हम शराब नहीं पीती थी.
You formal did not used to drink alcohol.
आप शराब नहीं पीती थी. आप शराब नहीं पीती थी.
You informal did not used to drink alcohol.
तुम शराब नहीं पीती थी. तुम शराब नहीं पीती थी.
She did not used to drink alcohol.
वह शराब नहीं पीती थी. वह शराब नहीं पीती थी.
And they did not used to drink alcohol.
वे शराब नहीं पीती थी. वे शराब नहीं पीती थी.
So you notice you got the पीता था, पीते थे, पीती थी, and पीती थी. And you may be wondering, when do you use which? Well, it all depends upon the gender and number of the subject. So if you use I, it's the gender of the person talking. If you use you, it's the gender of the person you're talking to. And if you talk about he or she, then it's the gender of that person. And then they, usually it would be masculine plural, but sometimes you may have a group of girls, in which case it'd be feminine plural. Well, do you see the pattern from these examples? Now it's time for you to practice. Try to translate the sentences that I have in the notes, and once you've translated them, come by the website and leave it as a comment, and we'll go over the correct translations tomorrow. These are the same sentences, but instead of saying did not used to drink alcohol, we're saying used to watch TV. I used to watch TV, we used to watch TV, so on and so forth. Try to translate these, put them on the website as a comment, and tune in tomorrow to find out if you were right. We got a listener question from Shino. She sent us an email wanting to know how to use jesse and vesse. So in order to illustrate this, let's give you some examples. You had given the example, Dadaji, as you are, so will your children be.
Jaise aap, waise hi aapke bete hain. Jaise aap, waise hi aapke bete hain.
And also an example of just using jaisa, no one is like you.
Aapke jaisa koi nahi hai. Aapke jaisa koi nahi hai.
And then we had another example of otherwise I am a vegetarian, but I sometimes eat egg.
Vaise to main shakahari hoon, lekin kabhi kabhi anda khata hoon. Vaise to main shakahari hoon, lekin kabhi kabhi anda khata hoon.
So I hope this helps to illustrate some uses of jesse and vesse, and which those are adjectives. So you see them as jessa, jesse, jesse, and vesse, vesse, vesse. And they essentially mean like and otherwise, and they're kind of these helping words. And they'll come up again later in future shows, and we'll have more explanation examples of them. So let's go over our BBC article. Originally, I had planned to go over the verbs by themselves, but as I started getting into it, I realized that the verbs are really difficult to explain all by themselves, and that it would be easier to go through the particular sentences. So let's have Mr. Narandas Ji read us a line and then tell us what it means.
ISI की अलकायदा से मिली भगत नहीं पाक ISI की अलकायदा से मिली भगत नहीं पाक पाक means Pakistan has said that there is no conspiracy between ISI and Al-Qaeda.
Okay.
On this subject, Pradhan Mantri of Pakistan has said, पाकिस्तान के प्रधानमंत्री यूसुफ रजा गिलानी ने इन आरोपों को खारिज कर दिया कि ओसामा बिन लादेन का पाकिस्तान में मारा जाना पाकिस्तानी अधिकारियों की असफलता को दर्शाता है.
And what does that mean?
Pakistan's Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani has refuted the allegations that the killing of Osama bin Laden in Pakistan does not show the failure of the Pakistan authorities. Shall I do it again?
I think so. It's very complex and long.
Yeah. So ISI ki al-Qaeda se mili bhagat nahi. Pak means Pakistan has said that there's no conspiracy between ISI and Al-Qaeda. Pakistan ke Pradhan Mantri Yusuf Raza Gilani ne in aaropon ko kharij kar diya ki Osama bin Laden ka Pakistan mein mara jana Pakistan adhikariyon ki asafalta ko darshata hai. Means Pakistan's Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani has refuted the allegations that the killing of Osama bin Laden in Pakistan that does not show the failure of the Pakistan authorities.
And what's the next sentence?
Gilani ne sansad mein is pure mudde par bayan dete hue kaha kisi bhi tarah ki mili bhagat और अयोग्यता का आरोप गलत है. ISI का अलकायदा से मिलीभगत होने के आरोप बेबुनियाद हैं. While explaining the whole situation in Parliament, Mr. Gilani said the allegations of conspiracy and failure of the Pakistan authorities are wrong. The allegations of conspiracy between ISI and Al-Qaeda are baseless.
Baseless. And you had also explained to me earlier about the foundation versus without foundation, the word that we translate as baseless.
Baseless means...
Yes, you were talking about this word, that without the bay, it means foundation.
Bunyad is foundation. And bay bunyad means without foundation.
Without foundation.
So in other words, we can say it's baseless.
Baseless.
Yeah. So Gilani ne sansad mein is pure mudde par bayan dete hue kaha, while explaining the whole situation in parliament, Gilani said, Gilani ne kaha, kisi bhi tarah ki mili bhagat aur ayuktiya ke aarop galat hain. Any type of allegations of the conspiracy between ISI and Al-Qaeda are baseless.
And sansad may means in parliament.
In parliament. Sansad is parliament.
Now, is sansad, do we use that same word for parliaments in other countries too?
Or yes, everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. So, India's sansad and...
Pakistan's sansad.
Britain's sansad.
Yes, sansad. Sansad means parliament.
And then pura...
Pura means pure mudde par.
Pure mudde par.
On the whole subject. Explaining the whole situation on the whole subject. He explained that there's no conspiracy and the failure. The allegations of failure and conspiracy are all baseless.
Hmm. Well, this is a really complex article.
Yeah,
it's a big jump from talking about the habitual past tense to trying to understand this BBC article.
Yeah.
So I think it's something that, you know, we'll continue to work with. We'll go over the next three lines in the next episode.
Yeah.
And then we'll look at doing something simpler for a while, and then we'll come back to another BBC article. And each time we do, we learn a few more words, I see a few more, grammar usage that we hadn't seen before in some complex sentences.
Yes.
And helps to push what we know, even though it may not be possible at this point to understand it all completely.
Yeah, but one thing is, there are people who are a little bit advanced in Hindi. They can understand this, our Hindi of this particular sentence, you know.
And that is a good point. We do have a lot of advanced listeners that listen to the show, and maybe some of them have some insight and explanation that they can share about different parts of this. And I would definitely welcome and encourage them to come by the website and leave their thoughts and insights about this article as a comment to this episode, so that other people can learn from their knowledge as well.
True.
Well, let's go ahead and end it here, and we'll talk to everybody again tomorrow. So until tomorrow,
shubhkamnaon ke saath
phir milenge.
Phir milenge.